A carnivore diet refers to the consumption of animal-based foods. People who follow a carnivorous dietary pattern eat almost exclusively only meat and other animal-based foods. And you're about to learn everything about it. Welcome to Carnivore Today. All things carnivore, ketogenic living, and metabolic health. If you're looking to shed those extra pounds, reduce your dependency on prescriptions, or even heal metabolic disorders, we've got you covered. It's all about the latest research, success stories, and we'll give you practical tips to help you thrive on your wellness journey. And we're also here to quell some misconceptions about it.
What about fiber? Won't I explode without eating fiber?
Fiber is not necessary.
I'll get fat eating all that fat.
No, you will not.
I'm not going to have any energy because no carbs.
You'll have more.
I'm going to have a heart attack from eating all that red meat.
False.
Carnivore Today, where your health journey begins. Now your host, Adam Lacey.
Hi, everyone. We're joined here with Jeff DeProsperous. Jeff is a good friend of mine, and he's an incredible person, incredible human being, and one of the most inspiring gentlemen that I know. And he has a truly heartfelt story. Down-to-earth guy, and I'm truly happy to have Jeff here with me today. So, Jeff, thanks for coming.
Thanks, Adam. It's an absolute honor to be on your channel here. Since meeting you and Carrie Mann, you know, you guys have brought so much joy to my life. Those days that you hung out with me when you came to visit me in Canada, you know, I savor those days, those moments, because they were a lot of fun. So thanks for having me on. Thanks for inviting me.
Awesome. Absolutely. Anytime, brother. So for those that don't know you, can you kind of introduce yourself?
Sure. I have a new mantra, so I have to introduce myself in a new way. And I know I was on Keto Cookout. I stepped in the other night and I told you about it and you liked it. So
yeah,
my name is Jeff, guys, and I'm on a journey to becoming cancer free. That's the best way I can say it, I think. My new mantra I'm doing right now. Just for my mindset, I've been dealing with stage 4 cancer since April of 2022, and I started chemotherapy end of May 2022. So I'm coming up on, you know, this April will be 2 years with me with stage 4 colon cancer that fully metastasized to the liver. I've done 34 rounds of chemo. I actually have chemo going in me. I don't know if you can see it, but I have this bottle here that I wear. I'll show you guys this. I got this chemo bottle attached to me right now. So this is chemotherapy. This is a certain type of chemotherapy. I was at the hospital yesterday. Today's Thursday, and yesterday was Wednesday. So I'm every other week on Wednesdays. And I had a new chemo that I started 2 rounds ago. Yesterday was my second round of the new chemo, but I've done 35 rounds of chemo, and I always leave with this bottle. If it's a 46-hour drip, I get it off tomorrow. I can't wait to get it off tomorrow. Part of my regimen, I fast. So I'm actually, today is day 4 of fasting. It's a Thursday and I haven't eaten since Sunday, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow when I can get this bottle off. And as soon as I get the bottle off, I normally just drive over to the closest Wendy's or A&W and get some burgers, and I bring my own butter and my own salt, and I kill those. I get like 3 or 4 burgers, and then later in the evening I go home and I barbecue some ribeye steak. So, you know, I think I'm getting better in summarizing my intro, but hopefully that was good, Adam.
Yeah, for sure. So you said you can't wait to get that off so you can go eat what most consider heart attack food. So what is that about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I really like about your Keto Cookout show that you guys do? You guys do the heart attack check. I love that. I really want to pick up on that with my buddies, do the heart attack check. No, absolutely. Like, you know, red meat and the carnivore diet, you know, it's been criticized for a long time, and even still today, like, I'm a little bit shy about it, telling people about it, because I actually was talking to someone yesterday about it. I can't remember who. But I was saying, yeah. Oh, actually, it was Tuesday. I was in my osteopath clinic, and I ran into a friend of mine who hasn't seen me since I've been on this journey. And I've been telling him about what I do and how I fast and what I eat. And I told him I eat only red meat like, well, not only red meat. I eat, just like I think you guys, once in a while, chicken, turkey, pork, fish, right? But mostly red meat.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy was looking at me like I had my head cut off, right? Like what are you talking about? He said to me, you eat no plants, no veggies? And I said, no, I haven't touched a veggie in 20 months. I haven't touched pasta. I haven't touched wheat. I haven't touched cereal. I haven't touched bread, potato starches. I haven't touched any of that stuff. I had the odd fruit, berry, like a raspberry, a handful or a bowl of raspberries once in a while for a treat. But I'm getting less and less of those. Like, I'm just, you know, so I told my buddy, I go, absolutely. I said, I'm only eating red meat. I go, I must be a moron because red meat is supposed to cause colon cancer, right?
Right.
And here I am 20 months and I'm only eating the product that is supposed to cause colon cancer. And I feel like I'm thriving off of it, to be honest with you. I was feeling kind of down today. I told you that. And now that I'm just talking about red meat, me excited. I'm feeling good talking about it.
Like, perfectly seared red line does it every time.
Oh my goodness. It, you know what? Like, I think Carrie says it and you say it too. Like Carrie says beef, bacon, butter, and eggs. Like that's like the guy's ultimate food to eat. Like, and here I am getting to eat it.
Yeah.
Every time I'm eating. Oh, living like a king. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. So how long did they say your outlook was?
Oh, my outlook. That doesn't look too pretty, my outlook.
Right.
When you get to the stage of cancer that I'm at and the way it's metastasized to the liver, I asked, when I originally got diagnosed back in April 2022, I was asking the colon specialist and the liver specialist at the cancer hospital, if I don't do any treatment, chemo or nothing, if I just let this ride, and how long do I have to live? And they said, first of all, they said, no one can really tell you how long you have to live. But from my prognosis, they said a couple months probably. So that was kind of heartbreaking. And then when my oncologist at the chemo clinic called me, he staged me and said, hey, you're terminally ill, you're palliative, you're incurable, you're inoperable. And it was like, whoa, this all hit me like big time. And I remember my wife was on the call with me. She was at work, but we were taking a three-way call with the oncologist and she was in tears. And I was so shocked. I don't even think I could have a tear come out because I was such in shock. I was like, whoa, it sounds like they're just writing me off. And the chemo doctor said, we're going to get you started on chemo right away to maintain quality of life, That's what he says. He kind of told me a few times indirectly that chemo's not going to cure me. You know, it's just going to prolong my life a little bit. So, you know, I've taken that with a grain of salt and, you know, I've tried to, you know, I did three rounds of chemo at the beginning with doing my standard American diet, Mediterranean diet, whatever you want to call it. And, didn't really have any integrative care at all. But then around my fourth round, like it was like end of June, July of 2022, I decided to integrate a lot of things. And, you know, it started with my good friend, Dwight Garlow, who you met. He started sending me videos, YouTube videos. And I was but anyways, we can talk about that a little more if you want.
Yeah, for sure. So you were doing chemo for 3-4 months without changing your diet. And then in
three or four rounds. So probably 3 or 4 rounds is probably like a month and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you feel then compared to when you changed your diet?
Well, actually, like I felt when they told me when I started chemo, and the doctors were like, listen, go home, don't lift anything, take it easy, rest as much as possible. You know what? So I listened to them and I went home and I did that. I was feeling down. Like I'd eat. I feel like garbage. I'd lie down. I'd take naps. This wasn't good. It wasn't good.
And kind of what you would expect. That's kind of what most people expect, chemo would be doing.
Yes. And people that take chemo, they look sick. Like they look like their hair is lost. They look weak. They lose weight. They're pale. They can barely move. So yeah, that's kind of what I was like at. I'm feeling kind of crummy today because I had a new type of chemo given to me at the hospital. But like last night, I did chemo, got the bottle attached, drove to my naturopath in Kitchener for hyperthermia, which makes the chemo work better. Then after that, instead of coming home, I went out Christmas shopping because I texted my wife and I go, normally I have somebody drive me. Yesterday I was all by myself. So anyways, but I texted my wife, said, I'm going to finish Christmas shopping. I'm going to hit the Nike outlet and a few, Marshalls and a few stores to try to finish Christmas shopping. And it was a good thing. I was feeling pretty good. Then I got home last night and I crashed. My body was aching. I had a bit of cramping, felt nauseous a little bit. So I felt it last night. I think it's the new chemo. And then this morning I had a bit of neuropathy from this new chemo. Chemo's called FOFOX, and I was on full fury the first like 33 rounds, but now I'm on this new chemo. And I have a chemo bottle attached to me. It's always been the same for 35 rounds. It's called 5FU. But normally when I'm feeling like me, what I'm trying to say, Adam, is me be on this call with you has pep me up. After this, I'm going to head out. I'm going to finish Christmas shopping, doing some things. So I feel like the opposite of what I was told by the doctors, take it easy. If I keep moving and living, it makes me feel a lot better.
That's awesome. Well, I know from personal experience, for everybody that's listening, going up and spending time with Jeff was absolutely incredible. It was everything that Carrie and I could do to keep up with Jeff. Jeff was like Mighty Mouse, just running around and just full of energy and full of life. And I mean, it was nonstop action, and it was a blast. It was fun. It was an awesome experience, and I can't wait to do it again with you. But yeah, I'm telling you right now, you wore us out.
Thanks, Adam. No, that's awesome. You caught me on a good week. It was like my off week, right? Like,
right.
Come like Friday when I get my bottle off, and this weekend I might take it easy a little bit, but then next week I'm feeling good. Like I'm ready to. Normally I'm ready to rock and roll. Try to get as much. I don't want to give it away because we're making a great documentary there. But I try to move and exercise and do things as much as possible and enjoy life. And we posted a good thing. I think Carrie did that. We went out the time we went and ordered 31 patties from McDonald's. I think that was pretty awesome. I'm still getting comments about that right now. Like, it's like they love it. And when you guys come back, I want to go back to that same McDonald's. I want to order like 40 patties this time.
There you go. I love that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you started the carnivore diet as part of the things that you're going to do to take care of yourselves along with the chemo. What other kinds of things have you done to add into the mix?
Yeah, good question. So kind of count my hands out here. The carnivore diet for sure. Fasting is huge. And I could talk more about that in a bit. Supplements, that's also huge with me because chemo really destroys all the cells, right? So they say carnivore diet, you don't need supplements like Chafee talks about, and you probably don't, but when you're a cancer patient on chemo, you need to be taking supplements. Like chemo destroys the B vitamins and stuff like that. So Dwight's got me on a good regimen, and my naturopath's got me on there. That's another thing. My naturopath, I go to osteopath, exercise, heat and cold therapy, Wim Hof breathing. What else? There's probably a bunch more. I think I've counted up to 10 or 12. So I'm just, I gotta next time I'm in an interview, I gotta write them down in my notes, my regimen. I think they're on that website, but there's about 10 or 12 things that I'm doing on a regular basis.
Did you say hyperthermia training?
Hyperbaric is another one I added in. There's hyperthermia that I get my natural path. So okay. When I mentioned natural path, I go to my natural path for this machine called hyperthermia that goes on my abdomen. It's from Germany, this machine, and it's pretty mainstream in Europe to treat cancer. It makes the chemo work better, actually. So I went there yesterday for hyperthermia, and then I'm going Friday, like tomorrow, for right before I get my bottle off, I go to Kitchener, hyperthermia again, hit it while the chemo's going in me. And actually tomorrow, I've added back in high-dose vitamin C and mistletoe. So while I'm getting hyperthermia, I get an IV of high-dose vitamin C and mistletoe. And I took a break from that for 6 months because I was struggling with the whole, I was wearing a glucose monitor. And for a year, when I was going to my natural path, I was getting the high-dose vitamin C. And every time I wore my glucose monitor, I checked it after the high-dose vitamin C, my glucose monitor would break. And it would discontinue. I have to call up Libra 2 and get a new one. So I'm like, my naturopath and the nurse at the naturopath, they started teaching me how it's a false glucose spike. I had a hard time understanding that. So my buddy Dwight, again, yesterday I was talking to my naturopath. He kind of explained it to me in terms of what that vitamin C molecule looks like. It looks very similar to sugar. So that it gets attracted to the cancer cells. But when it gets attracted to the cancer cells, it's not really sugar. So even though my glucose monitor might respond to it like that, my body's not dealing with it like that, he tells me. So kind of convinced me again. And you know what? For the full, my first 27 rounds, I had a break from chemo last summer, June, July, and August. So my first 27 rounds, May to May, I had high dose vitamin C and I was doing great on it. Like I don't know if that was it. Like that's, I had five scans that had shrinkages. So this is where I get to, I'm a living test tube. I get to, you know, take things in, pull things out. So I'm adding that back in, the vitamin C and the mistletoes. So I get a drip of vitamin C high dose and they install some mistletoe. It's supposed to be cancer fighting as well. I just thought mistletoe maybe would make my wife kiss me more, but that didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Oh no.
No. I hope she's watching this and maybe she'll up her game a little bit more.
You might have to put the real thing inside your house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. So that's, you know, my regimen, like you said, like when I say naturopath, like it embedded in the naturopath is the hyperthermia, the high dose vitamin C, the mistletoe, some supplements that I get from him too, as well. I've built a supplement regimen. Like I think you and I did a video when we were in Canada together on my supplements. I keep adding things. I added hyperbaric chamber just last week. I drove out of town to this hyperbaric oxygen treatment where I slid into this tube and it's the baric pressure. I think we are at 1.0. They got me up to 1.5 the first time. The second time they got me up 2.0. I think I'm going to go as high as 2.2 or something, the baric measurement in terms of pressure. It's kind of like you're going up in an airplane. So right. I got to make sure that, you know, I'm opening my ears and stuff, but from that hyperbaric chamber treatment, I get 100% oxygen. Whereas you and I walking around every day, we only breathe in 30% oxygen. So
wow,
that's supposed to be good for, healing my good cells from being beat up from chemo. And then also I think it's just good. Blood flow and oxygen is good for cancer. Kind of like, it's kind of a myth. They said back in the day, they didn't want oxygen or blood flow going at tumors, right? Just like they don't want you eating red meat, right? But it's kind of a myth. I think my osteopath works on blood flow and oxygen when he adjusts my organs too. You came to visit me with my osteopath too when you were here. So there's a lot of things that I'm trying to add in, but I'm pretty safe about it. Like I'm getting a lot of subscribers and I know maybe someone might watch this and give me some advice. And I love the advice I get from subscribers, but I'm not just going to take something and go, okay, I need to go find this product. Like, and go get it and start taking it. I want to make sure I do the research. I talk to the doctors, the professionals. I talked to Thomas Seyfried. I'm doing a call with him. I've already did one. I'm doing another one with him. Anthony Chafee knows a lot. You know, I've done a call with Kiltz. I've done a call with Baker. They know a lot about the body and what, you know, what we should be taking, what we shouldn't be taking. So I want to make sure I touch base with all the professionals before I start taking something in. There's one thing out there. I think a lot of people have been telling me these parasite pills that, you know, you can get the human version of it, but you can also get the dog. It's a dog dewormer. I'm doing a lot of research right now on that. So, but anyways, I'm constantly learning. I tell people I always had a passion to learn about the human body. My background is, I didn't mention this earlier, I've been a high school phys ed teacher for 21 years. I have a kinesiology and phys ed degree. I have an education degree. So I've always been passionate about learning about health and wellness. But since I've been on my journey, my cancer journey, I've taken it to the next level. Like YouTube is like my best friend and I'm on it every single day. I'm listening to doctors and I'm listening to people and I'm researching. Like Dr. Berg is another one I was watching this morning about, like, I don't know if you ever watched Dr. Berg.
Yep.
He's pretty mainstream. Like he doesn't really, he's not really, I don't know, he doesn't badmouth carnivore, But he doesn't. He doesn't say he's carnivore. But I think he's probably pretty close to being carnivore because he hints around it all the time. And I was watching something this morning, like, what's the sugar is the most deadly thing, but there's something worse. And he talked about, I think it was maltodextrin. I was watching a video on that. That's in like your, that's in your breads, it's in your cereals, it's in all that. And it's worse than sugar. Like, so like I'm learning a lot every single day. And now I'm knowing what not to put in my body. Right. And that's what I think the greatest thing about the carnivore diet is. Yeah. We get to eat all these great foods, but you also learn about what you're not supposed to put in your body, which is the most important, I think, eliminating all those garbages.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree 100%. And a lot of people will scoff at YouTube University, but I mean, without YouTube, I would not have effectively reversed or healed at least 20 different conditions in my body.
That's crazy, yeah. Adam. I know I keep... every time I listen to you, I learn new things about what you've healed. And I know the main thing was your brain injury, right? From your accident. And it's just unbelievable. And Kerry Mann too, he just did a thing on depression. Mm-hmm. Did a video on that. And I didn't even realize, to be honest with you, it helped me with a mental illness. Like leading into my cancer journey, I was mentally messed up because I didn't know what was going on with my body, right? Until I diagnosed myself. So I was having my doctor giving me like depression pills and sleep pills. As soon as I figured out what I had, as soon as I figured out the carnivore diet, I got rid of those pills. I didn't have to take any of it. It's like, it's absolutely amazing. And I think I love Dr. Robert Kiltz, his saying. He goes, keto helps, carnivore heals. I love that. He says that all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. He's also famous for saying that we should call ourselves fativores, not carnivores.
yes, fativores. Yeah, and you know what, Adam, I kind of get frustrated when I tell people I'm a carnivore and they go, oh, you're getting that much protein? Is protein safe for you? And I'm like, hold on a second here. Why? I didn't say I was getting that much protein. I said I was carnivore.
Right.
I get more fat. I try to get, you know, for every 1 gram of protein, 2 grams of fat. Like I try to up my fat. You know what I mean? I was watching Kerry Mann yesterday with his daughter. They were making dog food, I think, on YouTube, and he was making it out of turkey and he was adding butter to it, right? And that's the same thing like that I do, right? I think that was for them, that was not for their dog. I think dogs, you have to have more protein, right? But for them, they had leftover turkey, they're adding butter to it to fatten it up, right? And that's exactly what I do. If I, you know, sometimes I go to Costco and we buy those lean ground beef packages, lean ground beef, organic lean ground beef. But it's lean. I don't want lean. I want fat. So then I bring it home. We make those power bowls too that Kerry makes. We make them too. The beef, bacon, butter, and eggs. Yeah, you got to add butter to that beef, right? Because it's lean. We want it fatty, right?
Yeah.
So the fativore, I absolutely love that too. I totally agree.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I've stopped using butter myself just because it seems to give me a little bit of skin issues and problems.
Sure.
So I cook more with tallow now. So
do you? Yeah, that is the best. Tallow or lard, I guess.
Right.
Tallow is the best one for sure. I got a jar of that in my fridge too. I got a brother-in-law that likes to cook. You ate my brother-in-law's. He brought over those.
Those were delicious.
Yeah, they were really good. So he's always, my brother-in-law is always, and he's on Team Jeff. He drives me to a lot of my chemo appointments. My brother-in-law, Richard, he's always experimenting with smoking beef and stuff like that, just like Kerry does too. But he's always saving the tallow, and he gives me a jar of tallow. I put it in my fridge. You know, I do need to use it a lot more because it is good. I like butter. I don't have any side effects from butter, so I try to get clean butter, organic butter, non-pasteurized butter, stuff like that. I try my best, but I've also learned. I think it was from Anthony Chafee. You know, carnivore, like, not only red, like people always think you have to eat ribeyes and you have to spend a lot of money on good butter and this and that.
Right.
But you know what? Anthony Chafee says it's kind of like the Olympics. I think it was him that said this. He said, you know, the gold medal is the ultimate, right? In the world at the Olympics. But the silver medal, that's like, you're still second best in the world.
Right.
So like when I'm going to Wendy's to get these patties and A&W to get these, a lot of people comment, oh, that's fast food. Fast food's horrible. Well, you know what? I did the research, and these fast food places, their patties are made of just beef. There's nothing else in them. All right. And I add my own salt and butter to it. So that's like the second best thing in the world. So you don't need to be eating ribeyes all the time. I try to eat good meats and good and good products, but you could be budget on carnivore too. Like I even think I watched, I don't know who, like someone talk about like even Spam in a can. Like, you know what I mean? It's at least it's meat, right?
Yep.
Better than kale and spinach and broccoli and Brussels sprouts. I'm never touching those things ever again. I never liked those things, and I don't know why I was eating them.
So speaking of going to Wendy's and A&W and things like that, give me one story that you had sort of a bad experience with ordering patties or just having to explain your diet, and then give us a good example.
Yeah. When I first started going to these places and order them, I felt like I needed to explain myself all the time. I'm like, can I just get the patties? And then and then sometimes if you don't have an experienced person at the till, they don't know how to put it in. They got to get their manager all the time and everything, right? So I try my best. Like, and actually sometimes I've been to some places, I go in and I order, and they're like, oh no, we don't do that. Our manager said we can't do that. We're not doing that. Because a patty at A&W, like $1.90. Normally right. The burger is like $10, right? Mm-hmm. So I had a couple places that said they wouldn't do it. And I'm like, hold on a sec. I'd be out of town in a different city doing this. I'd be like, in my hometown where I live, I go to the same A&W all the time and they know me. Like they did, I walk in, they're like, how many patties you want today? How many patties for your son? How many patties for this? That's a good experience, right? There's this one A&W that I go to in my hometown and they know me there, right? And actually all the employees now have even started following me on YouTube too. They're really nice people. Oh, really nice awesome. People. Yeah, like, and I think I was at one of the A&Ws. That wasn't my main one, that when you came. And, you know, sometimes, like, you know, I explain my story, why I'm doing this, and then they start to understand. I got a Wendy's, actually, in my hometown. I actually started liking Wendy's a little more than A&W lately. I know A&W is grass-finished. They say it's actually grass-fed, grass-finished. But I find when I go to Wendy's, it's a little more like fatty, like the grease from the beef is in the burger. So I find it a little more fatty and juicy. So I kind of like Wendy's a lot more. And I go to this one, and this one girl, she's the manager there. Her name's like Jolie, I think it is. If she's watching this, she'll like that I shouted out her name because she's so nice. And she's just like, she does the same thing. I walk in, how many patties do you want today? Do you want cheese on your patties? Because sometimes my son gets cheese on his patties. You got to be careful with the cheese, I think. Some of this super processed. So I know like the A&W cheese is a little bit better. It's supposed to be 100% real cheddar. But once in a while, I do treat myself. Like I'll get four patties and I'll ask for like one or two of them to have cheese on them, not the other ones. Like I think if you add up too much cheese, it's not good for you, the dairy, right? So especially the process, if it's a little bit processed, I think the aged cheese and like the harder cheeses are better. Mm-hmm. But those are my good experiences, Adam. I'm like, once you find like a fast food place, and this is the biggest thing. I go in there and I talk to them like real people and they talk to me like a real person. Like I don't think the person behind the counter is any less or better than me or I'm better than them. You tell them what you're doing. You tell the truth. And after a while, it's like, it's a great experience. I actually, sometimes I'm like, you know what? Sometimes my family for a treat, we want to go to the keg or something or someplace to get a steak or something. Right. Like I think we went to a Brazilian steakhouse that one time, but you know what? I'm just as happy going to Wendy's most of the time. Like, you know, getting those nice fatty patties and putting my own butter and salt on it. It's great. You don't need to go to fancy places.
Yeah. And I would postulate to say the reason why that is, or at least for me, is eating is for sustenance. It's just to live. You know, it's not for pleasure.
Yes.
So
yes,
it's much easier to just eat whatever.
I'm realizing the same thing. It's for us to survive, right? It's not for us to you know what? And it's tough being Italian. I grew up around the dinner table, big meals and this and that, right?
Right.
And we're going to do that for Christmas. And we all should. We should enjoy family and everything should be based around the dinner table for Christmas, I think. But other than that, you're right. Like we've gotten in bad habits where we're eating five to seven snacks a day. I'm like, this is getting ridiculous. Like we're just supposed to eat. Like here I am. I'm on day four. I haven't eaten since Sunday. I'm doing this interview. I don't look like I'm going to die. Like we don't need to eat. We don't need to eat this much. We just need to eat when we need to eat. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. For sure. So speaking of fasting, let's talk a little bit about that. So
sure.
How many days would you guess that you fasted in the last year?
Let me pull up my calculator here. I'm gonna go 35, and I didn't do it all 35 rounds. Like the first three, like I said, I didn't do it.
Right.
But in the summertime, I was actually doing it too. So I'm gonna say 35 times five. In the last year, probably, well, you're 175 days I've fasted. 175 days I haven't eaten anything.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I can add on another eight. I did eight with Carrie, 183. Like, it's getting close to 200, actually. Probably 200 days. 200 days in the past, like, 20 months that I haven't eaten. So, like...
And you don't look malnourished at all. So
People say my color looks pretty good. And even right now, I have chemo going in me. I'm a little more red, I find, with chemo going in me. But I get this bottle off. I look like I have a tan. I know you look tan, too, Adam. Like, you always have a good tan going. Who's that? Did you have that when you're eating plants, too? Or it's got better with carnivore.
Yeah. So I have a little bit of Indian blood in me. So
you do, eh?
Yeah. So I've never really had too much of issues with sunburns and things like that. And I've always got tan really easy.
When you say Indian, like Native American. Yeah, that's good. Yep, like Dwight, like our buddy Dwight, he's got nice tan going on all the time too.
Yeah.
But I've known Dwight since before he even started. Like, I was coached with him a long time ago, and he wasn't as dark. I noticed he's gotten darker since he's been carnivore. So it's amazing.
Yeah. And I attribute it to, so prior to eating a carnivore diet for me, I would not spend nor near as much time in the sun just because it was so hot, you know, and I would actually start sunburning. And, when I was a kid, It was rare for me to sunburn. You know, I would if I was out there for 20 hours or something like that. But now I can be out there essentially indefinitely, and I will not sunburn. It's insane. It's the strangest thing.
Awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. And you know what? I had the same experience. In the past 20 months, I've gone to Florida actually twice. Last year, November. Well, not this past November, like November 2022. And then we went at March break with the family. One was for a soccer for my two kids in Florida, and then we went for March break. And when I told my doctors I was going to Florida, like, well, be careful, stay out of the sun. You got chemo going in, chemo they say makes you more sensitive to the sun. You know what? I barely use sunscreen. I was smart about it. I'm not gonna go out and get burnt, but I was in and out of the sun all the time. I had a great tan when I came back both times. Nice. And it's like people are like, one, you have cancer. Two, you have chemo. What do you do? They looked at my skin like, what are you doing? And I'm like, listen, sun exposure is not bad for us. It's actually good, because that's when our body converts the UV into vitamin D through using cholesterol in our body as well. It converts it to vitamin D. Like I think one doctor I follow all the time is Dr. Peter Osborne. He's really good. Dwight's huge on him. And he talks about vitamin D, and he talks about sun exposure is not bad for us. That's a myth, right? It's sunburns and blistering that's bad for us. That could lead to problems. We need to get sun exposure, right? And you and I, like, you live in Ohio, I live in Ontario. It's pretty much the same level of latitude, right, compared to the sun. We're not getting enough. So we need to make sure that, one, we're eating a proper human diet, right? It's going to pump us through the right vitamins and minerals. And two, we got to make sure we should probably be supplementing with vitamin D3, especially through the winter months. I do it all the time with cancer, but yeah.
I've been trying to go outside, even when it's cold out, and, going outside with my shirt off for as long as I can.
Yes. Actually, it's funny. Dwight was telling me last winter, and I haven't done it yet this winter, cause we haven't really got much snow or cold days yet. But Dwight's like, on those snowy, cold days when the sun's out, you need to go outside in your bathing suit and sit on your back patio, right? And get the sun. Like, he tells me that. And then you're getting cold therapy from the cold. You're getting the vitamin D from the sun.
Right.
You know what? So I'm going to, now that I'm starting to embed cold and heat therapy, I think I'm going to do what Dwight says. Go sit out in my boxers. My wife's going to look at me like I'm crazy in the middle of January, February.
Well, you know what's going to happen with that. You're going to make your neighbor a YouTube sensation when he goes viral with those videos.
Yes, that's right. The neighbor that's spying over the fence all the time. You're right. That's funny.
That's funny. So you fasted for 200 days, and you don't look malnourished at all. I mean, I seen you when you went in the cold plunge. You look physically fit. You're working out. I mean, it's just.
I'll be honest with you, Adam. Yeah. I feel like this is where I don't know if people, I hope they take this the right way when I say this. I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life right now with stage four cancer. Like I feel like I'm at the weight I'm supposed to be at. Like I played university soccer in my early 20s, mm-hmm. like I'm not 18, 19 to about 21 years old. I feel like I'm in that athletic shape. And I've been working out and exercising. I'm feeling good. When I get this bottle off, I'm going to feel great. Like this is, out of my 14 day chemo cycle, you know, I get 3 days where I'm like, oh, I got to take it easy. I'm feeling down like today, but I'm actually feeling better right now just talking to you. And, you know, I get the bottle off and then I feel great. I feel fabulous. I tell people I'm the best. Like people come up to me. This is the annoying thing, Adam. People come up to you that haven't seen me in the, like I was at the mall the other day. I was actually, we have this company called Rogers. I know it's kind of like you guys have like, whatever, cell phone company, right? So I was going in to get a new plan. And by the way, I got a good plan. Last month I got charged crazy because I was texting Carrie and Adam in the States. I didn't have the right plan. I got charged But anyways, I fixed that. Not a big deal. I fixed that.
Okay.
And now I can text. I can send you picture videos. I can send you everything to the States. So I got the US plan now.
Really awesome. Good.
So anyways, but I was in there and I ran into this guy that knew me, kind of knew me from a long time ago. And he comes up, hey, how you doing? And he's really soft. He's like touching my shoulder almost. I'm doing great. I'm in the best shape. No, but how you feeling? I feel great. I just told you. He said it again. No, seriously, how are you feeling? I'm like, what's wrong? I said to him in the middle of this storm, what's wrong with you? You've asked me 4 times how I'm feeling. I told you I'm feeling the best I've ever felt in my life, right? So like these people are like, people are writing me off as being dead, right?
Right.
Where it's like, no, like you don't need to treat me like that. I tell you I'm feeling great. And now I don't know. And then some people are like, whoa, and there's some people out there like, does this guy even have cancer? Like some people, I don't know if they're being like, jealous or whatever, because I tell them I'm feeling good, like I'm feeling great, like and I contribute that a big time to my diet. The feeling I'm getting is to my diet, the carnivore diet, the ketones, the state of ketosis. Last night, coming home, I was feeling crummy, but I said to my son Peter, "Go get that Keto Mojo that Carrie Mann sent me, right? Because we don't got the Keto Mojo here in Canada. So the Keto Mojo is awesome because you prick your finger and you get the glucose and the ketone, one glucose strip and one ketone strip." And then it spits out GKI, glucose ketone index, that Professor Seyfried invented, actually. And for someone that's going through cancer, your GKI needs to be around 2. That's the magic number. 2 or between 1 and 2. With chemo going me last night, my GKI was 2.1. And it said it was really good last night. I was in a therapeutic state of ketosis.
Awesome.
So I'm like, that made me feel good. Even though I was feeling crummy last night at the end of the day, it made me feel good. And I know, I bet you today and tomorrow with fasting, I can get that GKI because the glucose is coming down even more. The ketones are going up because my body's making ketones when I'm fasting, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of fasting is that people think, where are you getting your energy from? Like I have people ask me this all the time. When I tell them I'm a carnivore and I fast for all these days and I fast for 5 days every other week, where do you get your energy from? And I go, wait a minute. Well, first of all, I ate amazing for like 7 or 8 days leading into my fast, right? Mm-hmm. I eat amazing red meat that give me, like, you know, it's going to produce ketones. I'm going to build it up nutritionally. So the first couple of days when I'm fasting, I use the nutritional ketones for my fat that I eat, the ribeye steaks, the fatty meats, right? I use those up. Then I go into body fat. And I know I look lean and stuff. I do have 8%, I got a test done in the summer. I was like 8%, which is really good, but nice. I do have some body fat that I can tap into,
right?
And I gain it right back when I start eating again. And then after that, your liver starts to produce ketones naturally when you need it, when your brain calls for it, when your muscles call for it. Your liver will also produce glucose too, glucose and ketones, both, like whatever you need. Like you check my glucose right now, it might be low, like a 4, maybe in the 3s, but that's still glucose in my body. I'm not eating it. I'm not eating anything. So your body will make, you don't need to. I've learned also from these doctors, nobody needs to eat carbs or sugar. Nobody. You don't need glucose at all, eating wise. Your body will make it naturally, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I've learned over and over again. It will. and your body will make ketones when you're fasting. So that's hopefully I didn't talk too much there.
No, you're good.
About fasting, but that's my secret to fasting, right? And I start taking supplements the first 2-3 days. I don't take supplements, but today I start taking supplements and tomorrow leading out of my fast. So I start to get those electrolytes back in and vitamin D3 and stuff and vitamin Bs too.
Very cool. So how do you feel when you're fasting versus, any other time?
Yeah, that's a good question. First couple of days, like I normally start on Sunday nights, my last meal. So Monday's tough. Tuesday's a little bit tough. Wednesday, I have chemo. I don't even think about it. I'm so busy with medical appointments Wednesday. Today, like I feel down this morning because the new chemo and the symptoms and stuff, but I'm actually starting to feel good right now. And normally Thursday and Friday, the fourth and fifth day, I start to feel even better, especially when your body starts producing ketones on its own. I think there's a show on Disney Plus with Chris Hemsworth, Thor. He does an episode on fasting, and he did a 4-day fast, and he was dying like the first 2 days because he's carb dependent, right? Carbohydrates. But by the time he got into day 3 and day 4, when his body started making ketones, it's almost like you get this, like you're a superhero spike of ketones. Yeah, you really kicks in and start to feel good.
Awesome. So you said you're not consuming sugar to maintain yourself in ketosis. So I take it you're not taking accepting the gifts that they give you after chemo treatments.
You know what? Yesterday was bad. Since I started talking about it on YouTube a little bit, I started talking about, like, I go to my chemo clinic and they got a fridge of Ensure, which is like 42 to 50 grams of sugar in these little bottles of Ensure. And then they hand out cookies and they hand out biscuits and they hand out donuts that some people bring sometimes for
my
treats.
Gosh.
And it's like, it's crazy. Like, and yesterday, again, I was there, I looked over and one of the nurses, and God bless her, I'm not saying anything again negative, but this one guy was having a hard time maybe maintaining weight. He had chemo coming in. And he's having a hard time maybe eating or something. She's like, she went and got him the bottle of Ensure and gave it to him. This has got a lot of calories. These are good calories for you to take, right? And I'm thinking in my head, well, they're not good calories to take. I'm thinking in my head, they're horrible. First of all, we got to stop thinking about calories. I think about calories different now. Like, calories, not a calorie. It's really not. Like, our body doesn't heat it up enough to burn it, right? We're not a heat engine that we burn in calories, right? That's another thing that it's an absolute, people are like, I got to get the calories in. I have cancer. I have to get the calories in. No, you don't. And when you're eating food, you got to get the right foods in you, right? You got to get those fats in you, right? So everything's backwards. I'm like, I'm watching it with my own eyes in the cancer clinic and I see it. I see people pull out we got Tim Hortons here. Like, I think you got Tim Hortons in Ohio too.
Yep.
Yeah. Because Tim Hortons used to be a donut coffee shop. Now it's like a sandwich place. They pull out wraps, a lot of carbs. Full of carbs, like carbs and sugar. while they're getting chemo, they're eating all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm sitting there just watching. I bring my laptop and I'm watching a YouTube video the whole time. And sometimes a volunteer comes by and she goes, oh, Jeff, I know you're not eating anything, but can I get you anything, water or anything? And then they hear that I'm not eating. And then all the cancer patients are like, you're not eating? Like, and then they're shocked and they're blown away. So I think that's the thing with Healing Humanity and the website that you and Carrie and me started getting going on.
Mm-hmm.
We need to let these people going through cancer understand all the different integrative cares or options or regimens that you can be adding in. It's going to help you with it when you have cancer, when you're dealing with chemo and radiation and stuff like that.
Absolutely, for sure. And speaking of it, that's another thing that I wanted to touch on was it's unfortunate that folks have to have this sort of journey that you're on. It's not ideal, but the more that time progresses, the more to me it seems like it's almost like you are the spokesperson for helping humanity heal, man. It's like your story and the things that's going to come out of this to heal so many thousands of people down the road is just like, it's like, this is what what you're here for.
I was called to do. You're right. Yes. Thanks, Adam. I That's why I started my YouTube channel. And it wasn't really for me. It was for everybody, right? That's what I started it for originally. I just wanted to get my message out because everybody's been telling me, Jeff, you got to document this. You got to write a book, this and that. And this was the easiest way for me to do it, through YouTube and connecting with Carrie and connecting with you. And then, you know, you guys helped me connect with doctors. And then selfishly, now I'm learning off the doctors, right, for myself. But you're absolutely right. Like, I get all these messages every day that, you know what, when I'm feeling down, and I was feeling down last night and this morning, I read those messages that I'm helping these people that have like so many people are writing me like big time, huge comments. They have stage 4 cancer. They haven't been doing carnivore. They want to try doing carnivore. They haven't done fasting. They're going to do the fast with me the next time and all this stuff. And it's like, wow, I'm like, it's making me feel good reading these things that I'm helping these people, right? And so that's what's really got me going. And that's why I'm on with you today. I'm like, to be honest with you, I'm like, I told you before we were on this call, I was like, I don't know, I wasn't feeling good, but I know I need to be on this because it's going to make me feel better and it's going to pep me up and it's going to, and you know, you're going to post this video and people are going to watch it and everybody knows somebody with cancer. The sad thing is everybody knows somebody with cancer. So they're gonna pass this video on to other people. Maybe they guys are following me, and that hopefully they pick up some things. Like that's what I'm doing this channel for.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it's not just comments on your channel and messages that you're getting directly. Carrie gets them all the time about you and how you share them what your journey has helped them. And I get them on my channel, and I'm sure that you're getting it on other channels that people talk.
And I love
your name is mentioned.
And you know what, Adam, the carnivore community, it's the best. Like, you're an amazing person. So is Carrie. And I met these other guys like JT, Russ, right? Like these other guys
Russ.
When Russ does the Reverend, that's what I'm going to say he's on him, right? Cause I love it. Like, he brings a smile to our faces when he does stuff like that. And you know what? I was talking to my naturopath doctor yesterday, and he's probably the best out of all the face-to-face doctors that I have. He's the best one. His name's Dr. Reed. I'm going to give him a shout out. He's okay with that. But he talked to me like a real person, and he's talking to me about everything I'm doing. And I was kind of hiding from him even that I was doing carnivore. And, you know, he admitted that he hasn't had too much experience with his patients over the last like 20 years of him being a naturopath, being on carnivore. So this is kind of new for him. But he supports me. He supports me being a carnivore because it's making me feel good. So he's okay with it. And he's not really going to talk to me about diet. He's going to talk to me about the things that I need to talk to him about, hyperthermia, high-dose vitamin C, this and that. But he says, I'm going to support you. And he also mentioned, and I was really shocked with him yesterday. He mentioned, Jeff, I know you're part of this YouTube world now in the carnivore community. He says he's seeing it. He's seeing like people like you, people like Carrie, stuff like that. You're so supportive of me. It's helping me. The carnivore community is so loving. Like I'm blown away. And I'm sorry if there's a vegan or vegetarian out there listening to this. I've run into some pretty nasty vegans over the last 20 years. Okay. They're not the nicest people sometimes. And if you're a vegan and you're listening to it, change that point of view of mine. Okay. Because these carnivore people that I run into, they're very open-minded. They're loving. They're caring. They want to help others. They want to share their story in a positive way. We're not pushy. So I'm just loving it. I'm loving the whole carnivore community, Adam. And that's why I'm here today with you, because you're on the top list of my carnivore friends.
Well, my son
Peter and Dante, they say to me all the time, before I met you and Carrie, they say to me, Dad, we don't have any carnivore friends. Like, we had Dwight. It's like Dwight, me, Peter, and Dante. That's it. Now that I connected with you and Carrie, and I'm connecting with lots of people, I'm like, I'm getting tons of carnivore friends.
Yeah, that's awesome. So
it's great.
So for your boys, just let them know that most people that are out there are alone. They're completely alone in their journey, their carnivore journey. Yes. So the fact that you guys have four of you, oh man, that's
no, that's awesome. And you're right. And I think sometimes Peter and Dante, probably more Dante, he's the younger one. He feels awkward at maybe at times, maybe at school and this and that, because everybody's eating certain things. Then he opens up his lunch and he's got egg bites and prosciutto and meat sticks and pork rinds and then a bottle of water. Like,
right.
But the more and more they're following along, they're building confidence with this, right? And I know Peter's been really good. Like my son, Peter, here at the high school in grade 10, he's actually got a hospitality class, a foods class where he's learning how to cook and stuff. And he's cooking great things. But a lot of the stuff, because the kids get to eat afterwards, Peter, he's not eating it. He's fine. And he's fine with not eating it. He's like, Dad, here's what I cooked today. I didn't eat it and I was fine with it. Like he's starting to become more confident being a carnivore. And I'm watching a lot of doctors talk about kids growing up being carnivore. Like real doctors, like Chafee, Kendi Berry. I actually, Robert Lutwig, I think his name is. He's a professor. Have you followed him at all? Robert Lutwig?
I've seen a couple of videos of
him. Yeah, he's really good. Like he's a pediatrician professor. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about like what we need to be feeding our kids. And a lot of these doctors are. And the more and more I learn, like in the long run, yeah, you eat a chocolate bar. You're not going to get cancer. You're not going to die. Okay, but
right.
Eating this way for 20, having your kids eat this way for 20 years, like this is horrible. Like Robert Lutwig would talk about, I watched a video on him yesterday. He talked about once a week, when he was a kid, he'd go visit his grandfather. They'd walk to the store, corner store, buy a comic book and a bottle of Coca-Cola. And that was his treat, a bottle of Coca-Cola for the week, right? And that was fine. Today, these kids are having a bottle of Coca-Cola every day. They're having the chocolate bars every day. They're having the chips in their lunch every day. Their lunches are horrible. It's happening every day. So it's not going to take 20 years for these kids to get sick. It's going to get less and less. It's going to take 10 years. Like, you know what I mean? This is why we're finding teenagers having cancer. A 20-year-old's having cancer. It's really not, oh, they got the genes in them, the genetic mutation. It's hereditary. No, it's a lifestyle. It's mostly a lifestyle. Majority of cancers is a lifestyle. So I want to get this message out. I want to somehow, you know, the more and more I'm confident with it, because it's a sensitive topic with parents, right? Because parents, they don't want to hear me saying, hey, you need to be feeding your kids this. I'm not going to say that to them, but I'm going to say, hey, you need to eliminate some of this garbage that you're sending your kids, because it's going to, you know, it's a sensitive topic for parents because they don't want to hear it because they're going to think they've been doing something wrong. They got 15-year-olds like that think that they've been doing something wrong this whole time. Well, the sad thing is they have been doing something wrong, right? And that even starts with baby formula sometimes, right? Women that don't want to try to breastfeed or whatever, they start giving baby formula. You see all the ingredients in baby formula? Like Paul Saladino talks about it all the time. It's like, it's disgusting. And most of them, you can't even pronounce these ingredients. And that's the first food that your baby's getting.
Right.
There's got to be better alternatives to that.
Yeah, for sure. I have huge regrets in that area. You know, when our son was little, my wife didn't want to breastfeed.
Yeah, and that's normal.
I wanted her to, but that's her choice.
So we put
him on formula, and he had a milk allergy, so he couldn't drink standard cow's milk.
Yes.
And they put him on a soy formula, and knowing what I know now, that's probably one of the worst.
Yeah,
and
I know.
He had colic for 6 months, literally screaming.
And colic is caused from all those bad ingredients.
Oh my God,
right?
I know now. It's like he went through so much torture and probably feeling really horrible, and it could have been prevented knowing what I know now. You know, it's just.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying to these, if there's a bunch of women listening to this, you got to do what you got to do. And the beautiful thing is when there are babies or whatever, they heal up a lot quicker.
Okay? Right.
Like they're not. That's how some of them are starting. I'm really proud of my wife. Like I kind of pushed it on her because me being a health guy, I kind of knew. I said, you got to breastfeed. Breastfeed is the best thing to do for the kids. It's the best thing. The body makes the natural vitamins and minerals.
That's what they're there for.
That's what it's for, right? And my boys both, they did it for like 2 years, two full years, both of them. So they got the jump start in life. I feel bad as a parent. Because I was giving them treats and snacks. I open up my Facebook and I got memories from like 10 years ago. You know what? It's a hot day out. Let's go get a slushy, a sugary slushy. right? And I got photos of us drinking these sugary slushies and this and that. Like every day I was rewarding my kids with garbage, because I thought, you know what? I'm trying to live life, right? And I always have this mentality, you know, I'm active. My kids are active. Okay, they probably could take a little more sugar than normal. But now what I know, no, there's no way. There's no way I'm eating that garbage, especially with cancer. And I'm not, you know what? People always say, oh, you're Peter and Dante, you're neglecting them and being a kid. Listen, they watch what they want to watch. They watch what they want to watch. I know. And they're choosing this. Once in a while, I say to them, hey, if we're at a family birthday, have a piece of cake today. Have a piece. Peter's like, no, I don't want it. We were just at a birthday party on the weekend. My sister-in-law's kids, little kids' birthday party. It was my sister-in-law's birthday party. She had cake. And I said to Peter, go have a piece of cake. Like, because I don't want you to look weird or feel weird or whatever. He goes, Dad, I don't want it. I don't want it. Like, he was getting mad at me. I'm like, okay, right. Okay, it's fine, right? So I don't feel like I'm neglecting them. Again, they love that. Their favorite meal is the Power Bowl, the beef, bacon, butter, and eggs. We fry that up, and they love it. And I love it too.
Yeah. It's sad that our society is in a position where they feel like to be a kid is to eat high sugary, just garbage foods.
It is sad. Very sad, Adam.
Yeah.
It's a sad state. We got to try to fix it and fix it for, like, we're not trying to fix it because I'm not trying to say everyone's a bad parent. We got to fix it because they're kids and we can see all the diseases that are happening, right? We really do. And Professor Seifert says it's the ground roots that are going to fix the problems. Like, you got to start with guys like you and me having these channels and Carrie and getting the word out. That's how we're going to help the world. Carrie's very motivated. I don't even know how he does it. Like, Carrie, man, he's just unbelievable. The motivation he has, the inspiration he has to make videos every single day, right? And start that Healing Humanity site, the 1 million signatures that he's trying to, we're going to get it. It's going to take a while, but we're going to get it. But it's like, it's that purpose that, once again, I say it like you're the same way. We're not doing this for any monetary reasons, whatever. We're doing this to help people, right?
Yep,
like,
exactly.
To really help people. And I see it all the time, especially with Carrie. I'm like, the way he gets emotional with me and with Bill and with stuff that they're going through, like, I see it. Like, I feel it. And it's great to have that love and support from the carnivore community, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I started my channel. Is I can't shut up about this. I'm determined that this is the last generation that is going to think giving kids sugar is the being a kid, right? This is the last generation that's going to suffer with issues like cancer and type 2 diabetes and mental health issues and depression, anxiety. It has to stop at some point. So
100%.
We're going to shout from the rooftops.
Like JT always says, let's go. He always says, he shouts that out. Let's go. Let's get it going. Right. Like, and you're right. We do need to. I'm not going to shut up about this. And believe me, I'm being warned about it.
Right.
I'm being warned about through different channels. I'm being warned about even the profession I'm in and the message I'm sending out. Right. Dr. Kiltz got his license threatened. His medical license, right? Mm-hmm. But they're still going. They're still plugging. There's a way we can get this message out in a nice way, a nice caring way, right? So, and I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna stop talking about it because I'm having success. I don't want to think about this, but if I get really sick and I'm dying, I'm still not gonna shut up about it. I'm not going to, because it's given me the last 20 months. The way I'm eating has given me the go, the power, the energy, right? The steady ketones. It's given me that. And I'm having amazing times. That's why I call it blessings on my journey. I'm having amazing blessing days filled with hanging out with my two sons, my wife, my extended family, my friends. I'm having those days. And it's because of this diet. It's because of this diet.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Yeah. I try to look at this movement, if you will, as the sun rising. The sun's rising and they can only shade out so much of it. They're not going to hold it all back, brother.
Yes, you're right. They can't put enough shades up. You're right. You're right. I love that analogy, Adam. I love it.
The light is coming.
Yes. I love your back. I love your background too. Is that a fake background?
Or is that your house? It is not. That's actually wood paneling.
That's amazing. That's all. I love that you got the two lamps. I'm very symmetrical too. I can't just put one lamp. I got to put two beside each other, right?
That's right, awesome. Right. Yeah. What is it over here? That's a cow. Obviously,
that's a cow. Yeah. Yeah.
Where is he?
Yeah, the cow. Yeah. Nice. That's awesome.
Multicolored
I love it.
Cow. Love him. Right.
Beauty.
Got to have him in there, and then we got. The vintage Circflex camera, because I'm a photographer. So
nice. You are a darn good photographer.
The OG viewfinder. Through the
camera. Yeah, the OG. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Oh man, when you were over my house, you got some action shots of my boys playing soccer. The one of Peter. Oh, unbelievable. He loves it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to have to get you on the cookout again soon, Jeff.
Yeah, you know what? I love that keto cookout. It's we grill it, baby. I like it. I love that. Like, and that's exactly the positiveness that the world needs to hear, right? We're grilling. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. And plus, I need somebody to team up against Russ with.
Yeah, I think I could help you out with that one because, Russ is a character. That's he's quite the character,
right? That, yeah, too much of a celebrity on there. We gotta make sure that he, place just a little bit. But yeah, we love Russ.
No, absolutely. The next time I go to Florida, I might have to go visit him because I know he's from Ohio, but he lives in Florida now, right?
Yeah.
He makes me jealous being in Florida. I love the state of Florida.
So yeah, I'm sure he'd meet up with you. He's in Jacksonville, and I don't know how far Jacksonville is off of 75. Maybe.
I think, no, it's pretty good. No, I drive. Normally, when we go to Florida, we go to Fort Lauderdale, and we drive through Jacksonville. And,
okay.
I think that could be a stop for sure.
Awesome.
Jacksonville's pretty north. It's like kind of like the intro to Florida, I think.
Right.
Kind of?
Yeah. In the panhandle. Yeah.
Yes. The one thing I love about entering the state of Florida, which I don't do anymore, we always did when we drove my family, you enter and the welcome station in Florida, what do they have at the welcome station in Florida? Have you ever been there? Off the highway?
No, I've never been there. So well, I may have, I've forgotten.
But they have the fresh squeezed orange juice for all their...
That's right.
Fresh squeezed orange juice and grapefruit juice because it's the orange straight, right? Whenever I go to Florida, I eat oranges too. I love it,
right? Right.
Not now. I don't.
Right.
But, you know, and last time we went, last year, like this past year that we went, you know what? I made the boys have a little sip. I'm not going to have a sip, but you have a little sip because it is a little bit like, you know, it's Florida. You got to have a little shot of it. Right. And I don't do it now, but because there's lots of fructose and glucose in that. Right.
Right.
I can only imagine what a little shot of orange juice has now. I used to love orange juice. That's another thing, Adam. Like even when I wasn't in Florida, I would always have orange juice in my fridge. And I thought, oh, it's 100% pure orange juice. It's good for you. I'm not buying the Sunny D, the sugary one, right?
Right.
I'm buying the 100% pure one. That's horrible for us. It's horrible for our kids.
For sure.
It's a horrible way to start your breakfast, start your day.
Right.
Horrible.
Yeah. I would get the, you know, make sure it was organic. Oh, that's so much better. Oh, and then we'll have the pulp in it too, because pulp's healthy for you, right?
Yeah, because pulp is what? The fiber, right?
Yeah.
Which your body doesn't need fiber.
Right.
It doesn't. Like, it's such a myth.
Man.
I tell everybody right now, I have colon cancer and my stools are great. They're great. You know, I'm telling you too much information there, people, but I don't have fiber in my diet. And it's great. Everyone's always concerned, oh, how are you on the carnivore diet? Aren't you all backed up? No, I've been going pretty last 2 months. I've been feeling really good. I've been telling my oncologist, I'm like, my stools are a good size. I'm going. I'm not constipated. Because a year ago, I was having chemo symptoms would constipate me, diarrhea, everything. I figured it out. And I think it's the diet. I think it's the high fat, fat that, you know, flushes your system out, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I was vegan for 2 years prior to going carnivore, and it was like, man, I don't even know how I process that much fiber through me.
I know.
A lot, multiple times a day. And now it's every 4 or 5 days. And it's smaller. I'm like, what the heck?
I know. 100%.
You know what's crazy too, Jeff? With our cats, So our cats were eating the kibble, essentially.
Yeah.
The dry cat food in the bag. And their poops were absolutely horrendous smelling. And
I can imagine.
The cats would like meow while they're going, right?
Yeah, because it was painful almost.
Yes. So we switched them to 100% raw carnivore diet. And
that's awesome.
I'm telling you right now, there is no smell at all.
It's amazing.
And they're so small, what comes out of them. It's incredible. They love it.
Cats are supposed to be carnivores. Right?
Yes.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I have a new pup. I have a puppy, like you met him, right, Mario? He's raw diet. He's carnivore. He's chicken wings. Like, we buy chicken wings from the grocery store. We don't cook them. It's raw. We give them to him raw. And because the bones are smaller than chicken wings, he eats the bones. He's getting everything he needs right there.
Oh, yeah.
And, and Carrie's starting to switch his dogs to carnivore and his cat. So that's good. I'm glad to see that. And I'm really excited for his daughter. She entered the carnivore world. His one daughter.
Emma.
Yeah. So
she has the mannerisms of her dad.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Yeah.
The way she talks.
A lot of adjectives to words, and which is great for YouTube. Yeah. I need to learn how to do that myself.
Yes.
And she does. She has the same mannerisms with that. I love it.
No, absolutely. I agree with you. So that's good.
Awesome, Jeff. Well, thanks for spending time with me today.
This is the best. I needed this hour the most. I'm going to be selfish here. Thank you, Adam. I needed this hour the most because it's pepped me up. Now I'm ready to go finish Christmas shopping. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And we'll talk again soon, brother.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll be grilling soon. All right. Ciao. That's it. Bye. That's it.
You've been listening to Carnivore Today. We're one of the most unique podcasts on the web as we explore not only the carnivore diet, but the misconceptions about it as well along the way. There are so many benefits from this extremely healthy and fulfilling diet. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at carnivoretoday.com. Also find us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carnivore Today. See you next time.